blessings, 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 people out there in radio, TV, whatever you're listening to on your cell phone. This is Kingdom Chat. I'm trying to tell you, we about to have a great time. I'm your host, Apostle Claude Jones of the Glorious Temple Faith Ministries, 3389. That's in the Adamsville area. Listen, with my co-host.
I am Pastor Louise Gordon. Amen, amen, amen. Our glory be to God. Amen. Of your Turning Point Restoration Ministry. Amen. Right here in Birmingham, Alabama, 500 Gene Reed Road.
ZC, we teaming up. We want y'all to hear what God's going to say. We're going to talk today. Oh, I forgot this wonderful person. She's just so wonderful to grace us in this place. Pastor Yolanda Lewis of the Flames of Fire. And it's all about kingdom living. It's all about being involved. Where? In the kingdom. So today we're going to talk about during your waiting season, what to do, how to do, what scriptures will encourage me. Can I encourage myself? Can other people encourage me? We want to talk about it. I want to say this too. If you have questions, write them down. If you have comments, make comments. And we may do another segment and pull your comments out.
Amen.
And just share your comments and what you believe on how you've came through. Because somebody need to
Amen.
Know how you made it through your waiting season. Because
yes.
Everything don't just happen
Jesus.
When we want it to happen.
Amen.
God has a time for us. Now, God don't work in time. But he has a time frame for us. When elevation, every time elevation come, I want you to hear me. Every time elevation come, there's a waiting season.
Amen.
Watch when David became king. Watch this now. His brothers went before him, and they was looking all kinglified, looking like royalty.
Come on.
And see, when David's brothers got there, they was dressed for the part.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? They,
yes.
They had the clergy collar on. Uh-oh.
Come on.
They had the robe on. They had the bishop robe on it. The bishop and the apostle ring. But the prophet said, wait a minute.
Hallelujah.
You look the part, but something ain't right on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
There's another. See, we got to be equipped from the inside out.
Yes.
Not the outside in, because this will make the waiting harder.
Mm-hmm.
If we just... depending on how we look or what other people saying about us, then we'll mess up the waiting part.
Yes.
So when he said he had to go get David, they went and got David. And where David was, he was with the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He was working with the sheep. So I'm sure he came smelling like a sheep. Uh-oh. I'm sure he came almost looking like a sheep. Uh-oh. See, that means he wasn't looking like royalty.
Come on.
He wasn't looking like a king.
Come on.
Come on now. Because even when the people saw him, they was like, wait a minute, what y'all doing? What y'all doing? But the prophet said, that's the one. I'm finna mess with you now. The prophet said, that's the one. So they anointed David. And David was excited. And then his daddy said, now go on back out there with them sheep.
Because
mm-hmm. it was his waiting season. There was some more that had to happen before he became who he had to become. There's some things you have to go through. There's some trials and tests. There's some things that's going to cause your elevation to come that you have to know and you have to learn. So when you're talking to people, you will know what you're talking about. How you
Amen.
Feel about that?
Amen. That is so true, you know, because I found out, you know, even in my waiting season, you know, years ago before I recognize who God was calling me to be.
Yes.
Amen. You know, people began to prophesy and tell me, oh, you're preaching. And I'm in my own self saying, oh, no, I'm not. You know, no, you might be, but not right now because I'm doing me. So, you know, we have to wait because, you know, I found out and I used to wonder why if so many people seem like they went into ministry and got back out of ministry. You know, because we get the word of prophecy from someone, it doesn't mean that you're going forth
right now.
You're going to have to wait. You got to go through some stuff and endure some things in order to get in that place where God is already ordained you to be. But when you're not ready and you step out ahead of the word of God
Uh-oh.
And the season that God has for you, summer don't come. Huh?
Uh-oh.
Summer don't come before winter.
What you say?
Summer come after winter. So I knew we had to go through some change, some trials, some tribulation, some things that we didn't understand in order to get to where God is taking us.
You know, when you were saying, I'm going to throw this in there, and then it kind of helped people see the picture, right? Because, like, in this season now, and when summertime come, you know, you see people with hoodies on.
Come on.
That's an out-of-set covering. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll be trying to do some things that somebody said, God said, you're a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
God said, you're going to prophesy. So we'll start trying to do these things.
Come on.
And
yes.
We haven't been equipped.
Come on, yes.
We haven't went through nothing so that the Spirit of God can come through us.
Yes.
And operate with the gifts that God has for us.
Yes.
We need to wait on that God movement, that how God will move on us. And then I remember the first time I ministered to somebody. I didn't know I was prophesying. And then we got to make sure we know if we doing word of knowledge, word of wisdom, because mm-hmm. all of it is not prophecy.
That's right.
And I'd had to learn through my waiting season.
That's right.
What God was doing. Watch mm-hmm. this. There's a scripture. You know, we got to work with technology. This is Psalms 27, verse 14. Yes. It says, wait for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
Yes.
We got to wait on him.
You got to wait.
He want us to wait. He don't want us to rush out there and then mess around. We cause havoc in the kingdom.
Yes.
We're not trying to cause havoc. We're trying to make change in the kingdom. We're trying to bring forth excellence in the kingdom. We're trying to bring forth things that God commissioned us to do. I want to do all that God has for me to do. But I don't want to do it out of time.
Right. And hey,
I don't want to get a revelation and tell it out of time.
Yes.
Wait. He said, wait and be of courage. And we'll be strong. We can't do it on our own.
Amen.
We can't listen to everybody telling us, go ahead, go for it,
right.
Go for it.
Amen.
We're going to mess around and be in trouble.
Amen. 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 You know, that's why you have to wait on God, because I'm finding out, even in our today's society, that so many people have grabbed a hold of what man has said. Not that it is not ordained for you to be that, but we've gotten ahead of God. And then they're trying to be your names for themselves instead of waiting on God. We're supposed to be elevating and exalting Christ. But you find out now, because so many people are not waiting, they're all getting all caught up in self. It's me, myself, and I, because we didn't wait. You don't put you don't put a pan of cornbread in the oven and take it right out.
Uh-oh.
Because it hadn't cooked. It hadn't did what it needed to do from the heat. The process that he has to go through in order for it to come out as cornbread. So we got to wait on the process. We got to go through the trials. We got to go through the tribulation. We got to go through the, sometimes crying. Sometimes just don't understand, disembobulated. We got to wait on God and go through whatever we got to go through, because everything that we go through is a process. You got to wait for it to happen.
You know, you was talking about that process
and
that cooking.
Mm-hmm.
My sweet sister Yolanda, she makes those sweets. She makes those cupcakes. Oh, Lord God bless us. She makes those cupcakes, and they're so delicious. But if she don't wait
come on,
until they're done, until they're complete, and they can look good.
They can look good. Come on.
They can look good on the outside.
Yes.
But you take that big bite, and then it ain't done.
Yes.
I don't want no gooey if it ain't supposed to be gooey.
Amen, amen.
God don't want no gooey.
He don't want
if it ain't supposed to be gooey.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
now.
Right.
You got some donuts that have some cream filling.
Yes.
But that's how it's supposed to be made.
Come on.
But it's not supposed to be wet with dough.
Amen.
It's supposed to be cooked all the way through.
Through.
So we gotta wait till God take us out the oven.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Watch this. With a hot pocket. You ever had a hot pocket?
Uh-huh.
Where you find it at? In the freezer. It's still a hot pocket. God know who you are. You don't have to prove to nobody what God called you.
Yes.
And so you don't have to let people rush you, because God called you to be the prophet, called you to be the evangelist,
call you to be a teacher. You don't have to rush it. No. Stay in the oven.
Stay.
So the cheese can melt on the inside.
Come on.
It can look good and brown on the outside, but if the inside is still frozen, the Hot Pocket still ain't no good.
No good. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
You can smell it, but if it's not finished,
come on. Yes, God.
Then you can't be effective if the word that God has invested in you hasn't done what it's supposed to do in you.
Amen.
So it won't be effective. You'll just be uttering words. We want to be effective.
Yes.
We want to be good when we open up our mouth.
Yes.
So it's going to take us to go through our waiting season. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in the wintertime, you can't go nowhere.
Amen.
And you'll have all these things to say. Ooh, I can't wait till spring, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I can't wait till the summer, and we're going to go to the beach. But you got to wait.
Got to wait.
Because who's going to go to the beach at 20 below?
Amen.
You crazy.
Amen.
You might as well wait with everybody else.
Amen.
Until the temperature rise. Y'all don't want to talk to me now. We got to wait till the temperature rise in us.
Yes.
So then when we speak, we'll speak the word that God told us to speak.
Yes.
And we'll be effective.
Yes.
Go through your waiting season.
Yes.
My apostles talk. Trust your trial.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to trust our trial.
Mm-hmm.
That the trial, it said the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is your waiting season.
You got to wait.
We got to find ourselves waiting on God,
mm-hmm.
not rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know time is short. We know this is the end time, but God going to use us respectively in our places.
Amen.
In our time.
Amen.
I'm not trying to do T.D. Jakes and I ain't ready.
Amen.
I ain't trying to do Joyce Myers, and I'm not ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm going to do Apostle Jones as God lead me and move on my life.
Amen.
That's what God wants you to do. I know you done heard God's voice. I know you done seen the vision. I know you done seen the dream, but wait on it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, God is so good, you know, because you have to learn how to wait because, you know, I can remember when I was on a job. And, you know, God will put you in situations.
Yeah.
Amen. And when he's building you, when he's working on you. And I was on this job and things kept getting hotter and hotter, you know, the talking down to you and all that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm confessing Christ.
Uh-oh.
Glory to God. And I began to say, Lord, what's going on? Is it not time for me to leave yet? Because it kept getting hotter. But I had to realize and I began to say, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Help me to realize what you're trying to show me, what you're trying to teach me. Because I'm walking now. I've said yes to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll deliver your word. But see, God had to begin to work on me to get me in that place where because I had a temple. I ain't met with you, nobody. But if you came at me, I was ready for you. So God had to begin to teach me how to recognize authority and respect authority. So when the boss began to say things and I didn't like them, I would kind of look sideways and say, okay, Lord, you got to help me right here. You know, because you know, flesh is still very much alive. Yeah. Amen. So the girl looked at me one day and she shook her head. And I'm looking like, why is she shaking her head? And she said, I heard her tell her, Louise said, she saved, but ooh, she mean. But I thank and praise God because it took me like 10 years to get to that place where I learned how to not be so quick to speak.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
Not be so quick to bite somebody's head off. But it took God, and that's what I love about my bishop, amen, amen, McClendon, amen, because he teaches, taught us that there's five seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall, and then there's your due season.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah, there's your due season, because you waited, amen. Now you do to get paid. That's just like you go to work every day. When Friday come, you do to get paid. And when we're in the working for God in the body of Christ, because we got God has taught teaching us patience. Yes. Amen. Because some people don't have no patience. That's why so much road rage on the roads and in people's homes, because nobody has patience, because everybody is in a hurry. We got that microwave mentality. Quick, fast, quick, and in a hurry. But wrong one built in a day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to wait on God. Yes. Because, you know, and they like to work in a field where they build houses. And I love how the inspectors would come in, and if something wasn't right, they have to tear it down, huh, and do it over, whatever was out of place. And that's how God has to deal with us. Amen. Because sometimes we get so much pride and puffed up in self. Uh-oh. That God has to begin to work on us and begin to tear us back down, and we wonder what's going on. And I begin to tell God, search me, God.
Search me.
Search me, God. Yeah. Hallelujah, because I want to be in the will of you, and teach me how to wait on you.
Now watch this, watch this, watch this. Because we're talking about wait, and in your waiting season,
mm-hmm.
and how you handle your waiting season. Watch this. This Psalms 130. It says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of waiting in the Bible.
Wait.
It's a reason why he's telling us to wait.
Yes.
Then he said, and in his word, I hope, mm-hmm. while I'm waiting.
Yes.
So while I'm waiting, I'm serving. I'm in the word.
Yes.
When we go to the restaurant and we go to Red Lobster and we sit down, there's a person that comes to the table with that name, waiter or waitress.
Come on, come on.
And what they're not just standing there looking at you.
They're waiting.
You know, they just, you know, waiting.
Yes.
But they're doing something. They come up and ask you what you want. Ask you what you want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You want an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
What's your entree?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be right back. And they begin to serve you. They begin to serve you while they're waiting.
Yes.
And when they do a good, oh my goodness.
Come on.
When they do a good job in waiting, there's a reward.
That's a reward.
And we call it a tip.
Yes.
But this is what they're working toward.
That's right.
And we're working towards something when we obey God.
Amen.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. See, there's some rewards God's got for you if you wait.
Amen.
Things they say all the time, good things come through those.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Wait.
We got to find ourselves waiting and waiting with the word, waiting on God. Watch this. It said, and therefore he exalted himself to show mercy to you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
Amen.
That's Psalm 30. Blessed are those, it said all those, Jesus.
Amen.
Who wait for him.
Wait. Amen.
We wait on him.
We waiting.
God called me a pastor to be a pastor a long time ago. And I was like you. I said, no, not Claude Jones. I'm going to play this bass guitar. That's going to be it.
Amen.
They might get a testimony.
Amen.
I might say, have you tried, Jesus? But that was it for
me. Amen.
But during that season of waiting, things started happening. Things started getting out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Then I understood what was happening. Mm-hmm. He was waiting on me to say yes.
Yes.
But when I said yes, I thought I was finna take off right then.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So amen. What I'm saying yes for.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go through the process.
Got to go through the process.
The lady asked me a long time ago, Pastor Lewis in the building, y'all. Pastor Lewis, this lady asked me when I was in the first grade. She said, what you want to be when you grow up? I said, fireman. I want to be a fireman. But I didn't know I had to wait.
Got to wait.
I wasn't old enough to be. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
And then there were some things you had to do to be a fireman. Now, while I was in Michigan, I went to fireman training. These folk crazy. They told me to take this water hose and run up five flights of steps. Isn't it not an elevator?
An easy way.
Yeah. I'm looking for a shortcut.
Yeah, looking for a shortcut.
And then people was cheating because they'll run up the steps and get to the window, holler out, I made it, and then run back down. And they done left the hose on the third floor. And pick it up and run down like they had it. So now you had to run up there.
I had to do extra because of what they did.
Right.
Now I got to run up there and hold the hose out the window. And then run back downstairs with it. But it was part of the process. I had to learn how to run on the roof. It was part of the process. Now watch this. I went through all that training. And then they told me they'll call me. Said, out of 5,000 people, you were 750.
Wow.
Why I can't get a job out of it. But it was a process. Now I had to go through another waiting season. Mm-hmm. Waiting on the phone call. Come
right.
on.
Come on.
Now I got to wait on the initial interview.
Come on.
Come on. Yes. It's a waiting process. Wait. There's always a waiting period. And we got to make sure, I want to know what season I'm in.
Yes. You
wait. In my life. Amen. I don't want to go backwards to Amen. Another season that I've already done.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
We got to do each season how God wants us to do it. God, what is you saying in this season?
Amen.
What are you saying in right now for me? Come
Amen.
On now.
Amen.
What are you saying for my region?
Amen.
What are you saying for my flock?
Amen.
Where Amen. We going to graze at? Come on
Yes.
now.
Yes, amen, amen. And I want to say, you know, I found out, as he was saying earlier, every time there's a higher dimension, the heat get turned up, the trials get more stronger, more unbearable. But I want to say, even to someone that is just beginning to serve God, that has said yes to the Lord,
yes.
amen. And I found out how during the wait, you can't just sit there and give up. You got to get in your word.
Yeah.
You got to stay before the face
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, you have to get down. I remember a time I just had to just lay flat on the floor, just get stretched out and cry out to the Lord because things had got so intense. And I was ready to give up. But then I knew that I love God. And when you love God, and you're gonna stay right there with God, even though you don't understand. You just got to get before him and say, Lord, help me. Help me. And God will come in and help you. I just want to tell someone, don't give up.
Don't give
just
up.
Just because it seemed like
don't
God
quit.
Hadn't heard you. God hadn't answered you. That, you know, you got to stay before God. And I found out when you found you a good worship song and begin to just lay before God, whether you're on your knees, whether you're laying prostrate on the floor, whether you're just sitting, close your eyes and begin to meditate on the word
yes.
of God. And how can you meditate except you get in the word?
Get in
the word. You get the word down in your heart, because I've been taught, you know, it's going to come a time that we're not going to be able to pick up the Bible. Get in the word. Let the word get in you. Hallelujah. So when things come, the word will come back to your remembrance of what to speak toward
wow.
that situation.
Wow.
And then it began to ease things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It began to ease. You begin to feel a little bit better. Because what did God's word say? And then you remember how God has brought you through many things. He'll begin to bring it back to your remembrance. Didn't I bring you through this?
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
How bad was it then? And you begin to say, oh, Lord, you did it.
I know you
can
do
it
now.
Amen.
Now, watch this. When she said that, Hasha. Watch this. Exodus 14:14, and this is the NIV version. It says, the Lord will fight for you.
Yes.
You need only to be still.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
He told us before, stand still and see.
Amen.
And then another time he says, stand still and know.
Amen.
Sometimes we'll just be still.
Be still.
Be quiet.
Shut up. Yes, God.
And listen and watch God do what he gonna do. Sister Gordon over here about to shout. Y'all, we get to hold this table down.
Amen. Glory to God.
We put some nails in this table.
Amen. Glory to God.
But this word is so good.
Yes.
And it's bringing understanding to who? His people. And I don't care if you're not saved right now. But if you listening, God talking to you right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, he spoke to you before. You know he's talking to you. You still trying to do your thing. You trying to twerk and you trying to, and you want to sing R. Kelly songs. But God is calling you.
Amen.
And you need just to wait on him. Just wait and watch how he's going to work for you.
Amen.
He said he's going to be with you.
Amen.
Psalms 37 and 34 says, wait for the Lord
and keep his way. Amen. Let's talk about the word.
Amen.
Let's talk about the word. And he will exalt you, watch this, to inherit the land.
Amen.
You will look on when the wicked are cut off.
Amen.
Ah!
Amen.
Because you waited.
Because you waited.
And your time coming.
Yes.
Wealth coming to you.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Wealth and riches coming to you.
Yes.
You just have to wait.
Yes.
He said in his word that the wealth of the wicked.
Yes.
And then this scripture just said, you will look on when the wicked are cut off.
Cut off. Come on.
So they have to be cut off so you can get the wealth.
Amen.
Come on now. You're going to get that building. Just wait on God.
Amen.
You'll get that car. You'll get that house. You don't have to do nothing crooked.
Nothing. Amen.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to cheat on your taxes.
Amen.
Don't tell the truth.
Amen.
And watch what God do.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Watch what do your just dues.
Amen.
Give sometime. Sometime buy somebody some at the store.
Amen.
Sometime pay for some at, you know, if you looking at they how much they paying.
Amen.
And then and just pay for it. You know, you got to know what's in your pocket now.
Amen.
You don't tell a lady you're going to pay her bill and then $300, you know.
Amen.
I'm talking about 30, you know, maybe 30, maybe 20. Maybe. But I'm just saying, but if you be a blessing to somebody.
Yes.
In your waiting season.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. Well, hi. I am here now. I decided to hold on to one of my guest hosts for just a little bit, but I tell you, that segment was amazing, and we should have learned now about listening what to do in the waiting season, how not to get discouraged, how not to throw in the towel, but just to wait on God. There were so many great points in this, even how people will treat you in the waiting season, in the press of it, while you're going through. You have some of those that you're connected to that's going to come up and give you a word of encouragement, that's going to kind of, you know, not try to take over your vision, but just to help root you on. That's why I wanted to keep, I call her here my spiritual mom. And the reason I wanted to end it at that is because plenty of times that she has had to come in during my season of wait to encourage me, to let me know not to give up, don't throw in the towel, don't get angry, but begin to trust God, begin to lay out before the Lord, begin to just birth and nurture your baby that God has given you, and just wait on the timing until he brings it in full fruition. And she taught me, and I want her to talk a little bit about that, but she taught me how, as I'm going through the waiting season, how to go through it, about making sure that, you know, I know that the enemy, because of my purpose,
yes,
is going to fight me.
Yes.
That is going to come a time that everything that I'm doing seems challenged. And so when that timing comes, we got to have, like, you know, like back in the days, they would talk about midwives.
Yes.
And how midwives would help to you to deliver the baby. They stayed with you. They nurtured you. They couldn't push. They couldn't push because you had to do certain things. Certain things require you.
Amen.
But you also can have someone that'll help push you through.
Amen. 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 And that is so true, you know, because when you're going through, you feel like you're all alone,
right,
and nobody's there, and everything is coming at you at one time.
Right.
But we got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God promised that he would never leave you, nor would he ever forsake you. And God is always there 24/7 with a listening ear.
Right.
But when times get hard, that tends to go to the very back of your mind,
right,
because you're looking like, what's really going on? Mm-hmm. But I told someone the other day, no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. If you got to stay in the process,
right,
because when God is working on you, he knows what he's already ordained for you to be,
right,
where he's taking you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plan that I have towards you. It's of good and not of evil. It might look like it's really, really going to be bad. But we got to know that all things are working for the good of those that love God and that are called according to what? His purpose. We got to know that, Lord, I surrender to your will, not my will. Because a lot of time We go through stuff trying to get to the process of where God taking us, and we hadn't given up our will.
Ooh,
we hadn't given up what we desire.
Right.
We hadn't given up what we want. Huh?
Right.
And so when we get in that place and we have to realize, Lord, is this your will or am I still holding on to my will,
yes,
my desire? Lord, I surrender my will to your will.
Yes.
And I promise you, and when you mean it from your heart, you're talking to God and you mean it, God will step in.
Yes, he will.
Because he know the will, he know the plan. Not to say that you're not going to go through.
Right.
Not to say everything's going to be flower bed of ease. You still got to go through the process in order to get there. You know, when I think about it, when you go to the army, so many people enlist in the army. Mm-hmm. And when they go to the army, you go to what? Through basic training.
Yes.
There's no way that you going straight in the army and going to the front of the line.
Ooh, come on.
Glory to God.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not going to get to the front of the line just stepping in. Hallelujah. You got to go through the process. Those 6 weeks is some hard basic training. And we go through some hard times even in walking with Christ. But we got the assurance that God is with us. God is walking with us. God is talking with us. God is leading you. You know, the enemy, he hears too. Because he don't want you to get to where God trying to take you. Because he know it's great. It's great. It's going to be great. It's going to be mighty. But so he does everything he can to deter you, to distract you. Mm-hmm. Come on here. We got to learn how to, God, discern. Thank
right.
you, Holy Ghost.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to the seasoned saints.
Ooh, what
huh? Glory to God. They have lost their discerning. Mm-hmm. Discerning is take me there. Hallelujah. Has gotten away from discerning. They think everything is about them. But if you discern in the spirit and know that it's all God, realize that it's God and he's working it for my good.
Yes,
and I used to tell my baby Michelle, just hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hang in there. It's going to be all right.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and then so many times they've encouraged me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Because you get weary.
You do.
You get weary. And then back to that wait. I love that scripture where it said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says again, wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory to God. Don't get in a hurry. Don't want it to be processed so fast
right.
that you got to go back and start all over again. Like you ain't going to never get out that
what
storm
you
because
say.
You keep missing what God trying to show you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. And so that made me think about something. It makes me think about sometimes do we truly understand the weight of the assignment?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can have an assignment on your life, and that's the reason we should first know that it is not about us.
Amen.
The fight, if it was really about us, it wouldn't take the enemy long to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
We would, as you were saying, I understood it, that we would lose the desire
mm-hmm.
in not using our discernment.
Mm-hmm.
So
on.
With that
yes.
being said, that here it is, God is letting you know through all of these trials, we're like crying through the trials. We're going through and we're asking God,
yes.
why so much?
Jesus.
Why is it that we're going through and it seems like I'm not moving? And it seems like, you know, that here it is that every time I take a step, it's like I'm being pulled back.
Yes.
It seems like that when I needed somebody the most, they weren't there.
Come
but
on.
See, we have to realize the weight of the assignment on our life, regardless of whether you're in ministry, whether you're in business, whether you wherever your walk in life is, there is an assignment on your life.
Yes.
And you have to realize that you were built for this battle.
Yes.
That's the reason that the weights were so strong.
Yes.
Because of the simple fact of the matter, if it was about you, you would be taken out. But because it's about God,
yes.
the enemy can't toy with it. You are going through, as you said, boot camp, so
yes.
that you will be able to stand, that your faith will be able to be increased. And then you can get to the point of being cocky and saying, I was built for this battle.
Yes.
There is nothing that you can do to tear me down. If God says that it's mine, then what it is I'm looking at it, and sometimes I got to get low in order to be
Come
built
on.
Up high.
Come on. And so therefore, I got to learn to take some blows. Yes. I got to learn how to take some no's. Because guess what? The yes that God got for
me. Yes, yes, yes.
It's far beyond what I thought with my mortal mind.
Yes.
The thing that is going to come behind it, it's not only going to bless me, but it's going to bless those that's connected to me.
Yes.
That's the reason when we go through some things and we wonder why it is that it didn't work out with this person. That person didn't work out. This person lied on me. This person did this or this person did that. But God is saying, I'm connecting you to the correct midwife, the one that's going to help you birth out the vision. When they begin to help you birth out the vision, then what it is, it seems like you get a fire in you and you begin to start accelerating.
Yes.
And then the speed on it before you know it, whereas at one point it seemed like it was never going to happen.
Yes.
But now here it is, you to the front of the line because you went through the basic training. And not only are you on the front of the line, but you're fully equipped to handle what God is giving you.
Yes, amen. Glory. Amen. Yes, God. I thank and praise God. Amen. Because truly, oh my God. You know, fire purifies you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I thank God because when the fire is turned up, it is burning up those things that you don't need. It's burning off the excess. You can't see it right then, but at the end, you see, oh, God, I thank you. Huh? For working on me.
Right.
Glory to God. And I like what you said, you know, even when we're in the fire, we're going through. It's not only for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for our children, our grandchildren, and great. It's on down the line. Even people that are connected to us. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God, amen, for being able to speak life into someone that feel like life is over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you feel like life is over, hallelujah, God will send someone to speak life back into you. Amen.
Yes.
You know how I think about a plant that I had, and the plant looked like it had died. And I was like, oh, Lord, I want to keep this flower. And the Spirit, you know, knowledge, wisdom, told me to go in there and put some water on it. So I'm sitting there. I don't pour the water on. I didn't throw the flower out. We can't throw people away because it looked like they ain't doing what they supposed to do or what they need to be doing. Don't throw them away. Put some water. Put some water on them.
Bring
I went to put the water on the plant, and I've been getting to sit back down and look at TV, and out the corner of my eye, I see something move. So I didn't move right then. I kept sitting looking at TV, and I seen something move again. And as I had pulled that water in that plant, and the water began to go down and saturate that root. Hanama son, Hosheba, glory to God. It began to saturate that root, and the plant began to spring up. Spring up. So don't knock somebody further down when God is giving you the spirit to speak into somebody's life, gave you a discernment, you need to go over there and talk to Sister Bonnie. She going through. We're so quick to brush it aside, and these people over here are dying because we're so stout-hearted that we don't want to do it because I don't know if that's God. Quick second guessing and tell about let me pray over it again. Obey and save people's lives. I'm talking about people that are in ministry. People that want to live for God but have given up because they've waited so long and look like it wasn't going to come. But God sent somebody in, hallelujah, to speak life. And the word of God tells us God came to give us life. And life more abundantly.
Yes,
amen. Abundance of life. And that's why I find myself in, even when it looked like they don't hear you, continue to speak life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. And then see, not only people, but also your vision.
Amen. That's right.
When we talk about speaking, we are speaking vessels.
Amen.
And a lot of times we will hear people say, prophesy over that in which you're doing. And so we get to a point that prophesying is speaking, believing from God. And whenever you have a vision,
then you can speak over that vision. You don't have to go and call for the pastor all
come
the
on,
time.
Come on.
You don't have to go and call for somebody else when God wants to hear your voice, because it's your passion.
Ooh, yes.
It is what you want to take place. So even in that vision, in that business, in that ministry, it does not matter where you are, but begin to speak and believe it. And once you continue to speak to it, you'll get used to speaking to it, and you'll begin to go even the more in depth.
Yes.
And then you'll begin to see the fruition. You'll see it come into play, and it began to be exactly what you said. Why is it that you think that the enemy wants us to look down on the prostitute?
Come on.
Do you think the enemy wants us to look down on the drug addict or whomever it is, a person that may not be saved? Here it is. You don't know the heart of that person.
Come on.
Don't know, even when they don't believe in themselves, don't know what God wants to take that person.
Come on.
But will you be the one to speak life?
Yes, God.
Will you be the one to encourage?
Yes.
Do you understand? Here it is. You cried the tears. You went through the trials. You went through the tribulations, because now you have learned the strategies of the enemy.
Amen.
Now God
Amen.
Is teaching you how to move strategically
Amen.
Through whatever it is that you want.
Amen.
See, that was a weight on the assignment.
Amen.
The weight was, here it is. We were thinking that it was to pull us down, to weigh us down, to make us give up. But God said, I'm building you up in this hour, and I'm causing your hands to be blessed.
Amen.
But you had to go through these things, and because your assignment was so great, so were the trials.
So were the trials. Amen.
So was the tribulation.
Amen.
Because how bad do you want it?
Come on.
How bad do you want it?
Jesus.
Whether it's ministry, business, marriage, whatever. How bad do you want
Amen.
It? Because if you want it, you're going to work for it. And you're not going to take down. I don't care what the enemy throws at
Amen.
You. I don't care who he let talk about you.
I don't
care how your bills begin to get out of hand. I don't care what it is. Because when he knows that there is greatness
coming
behind it, he got to hit you with some heavy blows.
Come on. Yes.
You got to be hit with some very heavy blows. And guess what? Some of us, I'm going to expose this, some of us don't even realize why those ones that are closest to us be the ones cause us the most hell.
Amen.
Cause us the most worry. Because of the simple fact, if it was somebody else, then you could shake it off.
Shake it off, yes.
If it was not your child, you wouldn't be as worried. You wouldn't spend as many sleepless nights. If it wasn't your business,
Jesus.
Then you wouldn't give it as much thought, as much time. So the enemy has to use those things and come against you so strongly to make you give up.
Yes.
But when you say, the timing has come, that I have learned your tactics. For the Bible says that he will not have us ignorant over Satan's devices.
Amen.
Meaning that you can't use what God has assigned to me to take me down. I may have to step back for a moment.
Amen.
But guess what? I'm going full force in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to pray. My feelings may get a little hurt when I hear the lie that's been told
right.
over. But I realize that it's not flesh and blood
Amen.
That I'm dealing with.
Come on.
He
come
said
on.
That these are principalities, spiritual wickedness in high
come
places.
On, yes.
The devil in hell saw the greatness of your
yes.
life. So he said, I got to stop him or her before they get to that point. Because if they do, all
come
the
on.
Eyes that's
come
on them, all the people that talked about them,
yes.
all the ones that was looking for
yes.
them to be nothing, all the ones that said and prophesied and lied and sent work curses to say there weren't going to be anything.
Jesus.
Now they got to see God's hand.
Yes, God. Yes.
Now they got to see the hand of God
yes.
that's on my life.
Yes.
He said, when he bless you, who can curse you?
Who
because
curse
the word
you?
Says that he said, even though he said, it, regardless of who come against you, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I'm more than that.
Yes.
I'm more than that.
Yes, you're bigger than that. Yes.
When they took him and hung him on the cross
yes.
and thought that it was going to be over, he came back with all power in his hand. He was showing us then that you got to go through something.
Yes.
You got to go through some hard trials.
Yes.
The stripes he bore for our healing, you know, I couldn't even imagine.
Imagine. Come on.
But because of that, I can stand on his word.
Yes.
That's the reason that the enemy don't want us to get in the word, regardless of whether we saved, whether we
That's
are pastors,
right.
apostles, or whether we just people on the street.
Yes.
He don't want us in that word, because in that word is something for every situation
every.
That you'll go through.
Amen.
And when we stand on that word, the Bible says he honors his word.
He honors his word.
His name.
Yes. Yes. Amen. We just excited.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Truly, God is so good.
Yes, he
amen.
Is.
Glory to God. You know, even in the process of going through, it's building your faith.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. some people don't have no faith.
Mm-mm.
Amen. So when you're going through, you begin to learn how to trust God.
Right.
God knows exactly what to put in the mix to get you where you need to be. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. You know, you say, well, Lord, I was raised up in the church. I went to church. I sung in the choir. I did this and I did that. But some stuff didn't stick.
Right.
So you got to be, he had to put you in that place where he could pour into you everything
right.
you're going to need for the journey.
Right.
We're on a journey.
Right.
Huh? This is not our home on this side. We're just traveling through.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So we
right.
don't want our journey to mm-hmm. be in vain.
Come on now.
Come on now. We want to make sure
yes,
that we're
God.
On this journey. And not just walking because it's all about me, myself, and I.
Right.
And those connected to me.
Right.
But we want somebody else to see Christ
right.
and want to get on the journey.
That's it.
Glory to God. I don't
That's
want
it.
You to see me.
That's
I want
right.
you to see the God that I serve
right.
in my life.
Yes,
amen.
God. Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
that
God.
While on this journey, you know, when if you got transportation, I remember growing up in the country and how we used to have to catch the bus.
Yes.
To go to the mall, amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. And every day had little bus stops. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People would be standing on the corner of the bus stop mm-hmm. waiting on the bus to come. But how many times, because people don't look up to park,
oh.
we pass them by. We don't say God loves
That's
you.
That's right.
We got to be about God's business
right.
on this journey.
Everything.
On this journey. He didn't just fix us up just for us to look good to uh-huh. go there. Come on here. We got to make sure that we're living the life. Amen. And that God is being seen. God
yes,
is being felt.
Yes,
God is being
come
heard.
On, come
Hallelujah.
On. Hallelujah.
That somebody else want to
yes,
get on
God.
That bus that you're
come
on.
On now.
Hallelujah. Glory
God.
To God. That they can
yes,
get
God.
What they need.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory to God. We honor
thank
God
you.
On today. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
And praise God.
Yes,
amen. For the many trials.
Yes,
the many trials.
Yes,
the many tears.
Yes,
the heartache and the pain.
Thank
but
you,
God has seen us through every step of the way
yes,
that we're the place where we're in today is all because of God.
Ooh,
because
right.
of who you are, God. I give you glory. We got to know who God is. You know,
that's
we can't just
us.
Talk him. You
mm-hmm.
got to know.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So we thank and praise God that the things that we've been through, we can say as women of God,
yes.
men of God.
Yes, God.
God is who he say he is.
Yes.
God loves each and every one of us
right.
so very, very much.
Yes,
and, oh, I thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
When God was hanging on the cross, after
come
they
on,
did all
on.
They did to him,
mm.
he still looked and said, Father, forgive them.
For they know not.
For they know not mm. what they're doing.
Yes,
so
God.
When we're going through, we got that assurance.
Thank you, Jesus.
That it's the enemy.
Yes.
That's trying to fight us.
That's right.
To get us distracted.
Right.
To get us off course.
Right. Because
you're almost to the place where God
you
wants
say?
You to got where you need to be in that particular time
yes,
to
God.
Help somebody else.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Yes.
So we got to quit being so distracted
yes.
because the wind blowing. Huh? Because it's raining real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lightning flashing. Because they lying on you. They talking about you. Calling you everything but a child of God. You know, even the ones that's out homeless. We don't know why they're out there.
Right.
We don't know what happened.
Right.
But it's up to us as children and women, men and women and boys and girls of God
mm-hmm.
to go out and let them know God loves you.
Yes.
God hadn't forgotten about
With
you.
Everlasting love.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to help pull them back up.
Right.
We shouldn't look down on nobody
mm-hmm.
unless we're reaching down there trying to see where their hand is to grab a hold to pull
right.
them up. Amen.
Amen.
So we just thank and praise God for just knowing who God is.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're to be helpers one to another. Amen. Glory to God. You know, because I tell people all the time, don't burn the bridge that bring you across safely. Because when you get ready to go back across, that bridge is gone.
Ooh,
amen.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I see so many people that have burnt bridges, and now they're stuck over here because they burnt that bridge, burnt so many bridges. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to find a solution, a way back. Mm-hmm. And as children of God, we got to let the light of God be shining in our life that they can find their way back to this side.
Because if we ever understand the purpose, it is about him.
It's about him.
Because we can have so much, but when we're gone, what can we truly take with us?
Nothing.
We want to build something. Some people want to build a name for themselves. And that's the worst thing.
Yes.
Because when God gives you purpose, there is for a reason.
Yes.
That's just like you may be within a family, and here it is, through the family, nobody finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you have finished college.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have opened up something that people can say. You don't know if you're breaking generational curses of people dropping out for different things, different reasons, whether it be because they've gotten on drugs, because they've gotten with the wrong crowd. And now here it is. They see you being the first to open up your business,
mm-hmm.
and you're wealthy. Mm-hmm. And here it is. You done tore down the mindset of the family to think that they can't have wealth. So you have destroyed a generational curse,
Jesus.
Along with the fasting and the praying. But now somebody is believing in something. Here it is. God is using you because you used to be a person that was out there strung out on drugs, there selling your body. Now here it is. They don't see you in that light anymore. But yet they see you as this great woman or man of God. And now they can see that God.
That God.
That can
God.
Do it.
That God.
That's the purpose. That's purpose. The way of the assignment.
Yes.
Knowing that you are not making a name for yourself, but you are causing God's name to be exalted in the earth.
Yes.
He said, if I be lifted up,
yes.
he said, I'll draw men unto
yes.
me. All men.
Yes.
So therefore, God can clean up some things we begin to start uplifting his name.
His name.
With that being said, I pray that you have been encouraged. I pray that you learn that through the waiting season, there is an assignment that is waiting on your life, and that you need to realize the reason, the purpose for going through. So wait on it to come to full fruition. Be patient while you're waiting. I know that you got some great words from the man of God, and he had to step out, and I bless God for one of my spiritual moms sitting in with me, and we know that I am your host, Pastor Yolanda Lewis, and this has been Kingdom Chats, where we take one conversation at a time along with our experiences to bring along hope, peace, and love for the body of Christ. So don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and please share. If this has helped you, please share, whether it's on my social media site, Pastor Louise Gordon, or Apostle Claude Jones. Amen. We love you, and good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.